So word on the street is anytime you walk into Reverberation Vinyl on Main Street, right across Millen and Wesley in the past few weeks, you're going to hear this droney, psychedelic, experimental rock.
I'll use one of the artist's own terms. He coined a term called free folk a long time ago, and that's kind of how...
Free folk.
Free folk, yeah. We're talking about MV and EE, Matt Valentine and Erica Elder. Around the time when the kind of freak folk thing was really taking root in the early mid-2000s, I think somebody asked Valentine about their music, and he described it as free folk, which to me was kind of like a folky sound, but with more of like an avant-garde or free jazz approach. And people that are into that music bring those kind of sensibilities to it, because it's... you couldn't describe it as folk, really, but there's definitely an influence of maybe some John Fahey and some of the Eastern droney folk, Davy Graham and whatnot, you can hear in there a little bit.
Joy I've seldom seen. It's not the breathing that limits me. It's the choice of leaving.
So to the average person, there's not a whole lot of melody going on here. There's not a whole lot of rhythm even going on here. What is it about this sound that appeals to you?
To me, it's spacey. The music is very spacey, and there's lots of different environments and sounds, and there's great headphone music. There's lots going on in there. The sound of the lap steel is Matt Valentine plays guitar and some other things, other homemade instruments, and Eric Elder, his partner, plays lap steel and guitar and some other homemade instruments. And I mean, I've turned people on that were kind of dead-end Grateful Dead fans or Dead End Neil Young fans, that's all like all they listen to, you know, like, you know, people like that where it's like they have like the one band and it's all they listen to. And there are elements of Matt Valentine's guitar playing when he's soloing, especially, that are like reminiscent of Jerry Garcia and Neil Young too. Like some of these songs have a Neil Young kind of vibe, but a very totally spaced out, like Neil Young if he was living on a mountain, you know. It's like it's a whole different kind of feel, but the influences are there.
So what are we listening to right now, and are you going to bounce around among albums, or do you have a specific album here?
Yeah, I think we're going to bounce around among albums a little bit. But you know, if you could find like a song or any one song that's like totally encapsulates somebody's sound, but this is a song called The Hungry Stones from an album called Drone Trailer.
Emotional lasers, new phases and stages.
So basically, these two, they live on a farm out in Vermont, and they don't tour outside of the East Coast very much. When they have a band with them, it's or anyone else with them other than the two of them, it's called MV and EE with the Golden Road. That's kind of like their like loose group of players, and sometimes it's a full band, sometimes it's a couple other people, sometimes it's one of their guitarists, like Willie Lane or something. But they've got a whole bunch of great players that come and go from them, and a lot of times they just tour the two of them. Another comparison to the Dead, like I said, I'm not a Dead guy, but I was always fascinated with like the taping culture surrounding the Dead. Like they're probably the most documented band of their era, and it was a fan-driven initiative with the Dead, and that's kind of Matt Valentine, Eric Elder are very bootleg friendly and taping friendly. Back in the early mid 2000s, they kind of figured out a way to do that and to provide it to their fans, these really nice kind of art edition, like less than 100 copies, very beautifully made CDRs of these live shows. So they document their live shows, they put their live shows back out to their fans. Anyway, they've done a lot of live stuff, and we'll jump in with a live thing here. A couple tunes with the Golden Road from 2011. It's a song called Speed Queen, which is kind of a cool example of like the full band sound. You can hear the full band sound and maybe hear a bit of that Neil Young thing in there. Second one is a song called Crow Jane Environs, a really, really nice live version of that.
Which on the turntable at Reverberation Vinyl in Bloomington, it's MV and EE. John Anderson has taken us through a number of cuts here, a number of albums. What's up next?
Let's do one from their new one. I said that we kind of talked about it before, but their new album, Root Void, is kind of, if no one has ever heard them before, like we kind of said, they had a huge discography. And the way I started was just grabbing all the records that were available on vinyl, because they aren't all available on vinyl. Like I said, a lot of the early ones are on CDRs. And you know, this one is like, if somebody had never heard them before, there's lots of elements of their sound. All the elements of their sound that I love are kind of included here on like one, you know, one LP, one two-sided LP. It's really easy to get into. And they've refined that sound over the years. And like I said, it's such a huge group of records to get into. Like, if you like what you hear, just get any of them. Like, really, it's like I kind of just started and grabbed the first one that I saw. That's what started the whole thing. So if you like what you hear, there's not really a bad step to make. But the new one is really, really good. And we're going to go with a song now called I'm Still in Love with You. MVDE, they've had their own label and they've been putting stuff out themselves. They pretty much are like a cottage industry. Like, they record the stuff themselves, they put it out themselves, they do the artwork themselves. They do these, like I said, really nice art editions of like 8 CD, you know, bootlegs of their own live shows and you know, official bootlegs. And I love that kind of stuff. The kind of DIY end of it is like they're deep into that. They put a record out a couple years ago called Alpha Lie Ray on their own label on Child of Microtones, and it's one of my favorite ones that they did, and I would highly recommend it if you can find one. I had some here. They're out of print now, but if you can still turn one up, it's one of their absolute best, and this is a song from that called Roll On. 67 plus day.
The name of the band, the name of the group, the name of the artist, MVNEE, John Anderson at Reverberation Vinyl. It's been a nice little preview for those of us who have never heard of these guys. One more song, maybe?
Yeah, one more thing. They did a live show. They don't tour much anymore these days, and they don't tour outside of the East Coast hardly ever, but they played a show in New York that was recorded by a guy called NYC Taper. He posts this MVNEE show that's just, it's so good. This is probably the only show they're going to do to promote this new record. So they played some of the new stuff. And there was a song called The Stars Are in Your Eyes, and I couldn't place it. I thought I knew it. And so I come to find out, I figured it out. It was by a woman named Kendra Smith, who I'm calling it now. Next time we do this, I'm doing a Kendra Smith show. So she did an album called The Guild of Temporal Explorers a long time ago, and this is a cover. That's why it was familiar to me, because it was a Kendra Smith song, but it fits so perfectly in the MVNEE style that it just like blew my mind. And I listened to it probably 10 times yesterday. Yesterday is when I finally figured out what it was. And so we'll close with that today. It's a live rendition of a song called Stars Are in Your Eyes, written by Kendra Smith, performed by MVNEE a couple weeks ago in New York, taped and posted by NYC Taper. So check him out on Bandcamp if you like the sound of this. And definitely check out MVNEE. And if you like what you hear, we've got a lot of their records around. And like I said, I appreciate the chance to rep one of my favorite bands, favorite groups today.